Brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be. Well, good morning. This is the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're going to jump into some more delicious brain-boosting dessert recipes from Dave Asprey, the Bulletproof Plan to Activate Untapped Brain Energy to Work Smarter and Think Faster in just 2 weeks. And we're starting out today with the raspberry chocolate pudding. It serves 2 to 4 people. Is this an unbelievably rich food that feels indulgent? Without a doubt. Is this also a nutrient powerhouse that sharpens your cognitive performance by stoking the mighty mitochondria? Of course. The ingredients, 4 cups of full-fat coconut milk, as you know, BPA-free and guar gum-free, up to 4 tablespoons of xylitol or stevia to sweeten, 2 tablespoons of bulletproof collagen gelatin or 1 tablespoon of gelatin, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 3/4 cup bulletproof chocolate powder, 4 tablespoons unsalted grass-fed butter, 1 tablespoon brain octane oil, 1/4 cup pistachio nuts, optional, 1/2 cup of organic raspberries, and shaved 85% organic dark chocolate. In a small saucepan over medium heat, heat 1 cup of the coconut milk, the xylitol, and the gelatin until the gelatin is dissolved. Place the remaining 3 cups of coconut milk in a blender with the vanilla chocolate powder, butter, and oil. Blend thoroughly. Add the hot coconut milk gelatin mixture to the blender and pulse until mixed with or without the pistachio nuts. Pour out the mixture into a large bowl and let it set for 1 hour. Serve the pudding in small coffee cups, covering the top of each dessert with a halo of raspberries. Then use a carrot peeler to shave the dark chocolate in generous curls over the raspberries before serving. Now we're going to have some sleepy snacks. To really supercharge your sleep, try having one of these snacks before bed to give your cells the energy they need to stay powered all night long. If you wake up between 3 and 5 a.m. and can't go back to sleep, it's often because your blood sugar is dipping during the night, causing a cortisol spike, which wakes you up. This happens when your mitochondria don't get enough energy. Remember, you need lots of energy to get good quality sleep. Headstrong tea. This serves 1 person. Herbal teas are good at soothing your nervous system so you can sleep, and adding energy with brain octane oil and honey will keep your mitochondria humming all night long while you doze peacefully. Ingredients: 1 cup of chamomile tea or other herbal tea, such as mint, 1 tablespoon of brain octane oil, 1 tablespoon of raw honey. Cool the tea, then blend in the oil and honey and enjoy. If you're not a tea person, try simply mixing the oil and honey together with collagen for a quick nightcap. And they actually have sleepy time tea, too. That's an herbal tea that's really good. All right, sleep soundly bite. This serves 1 as well. These are filling and especially helpful if you suffer from energy brownouts during the night, as described earlier. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon of almond, cashew, or pistachio butter, 1 tablespoon of raw honey, and sea salt. Mix the nut butter and honey together and form into little bites before sprinkling them with salt. These are also good any time of day for a quick energy-boosting snack, but remember that this much honey will take you out of full ketosis. That's bad. Dun, dun, dun. After the 2-week program is over, feel free to branch out, creatively using these ingredients to create a variety of meals that are as simple or complex as you'd like. The most important thing is to get plenty of healthy fats, polyphenols, and neurotransmitter precursors so that your brain is running efficiently and cleanly, giving you the energy you need to be the best version of you possible. Now, the headstrong lifestyle. Eating to fuel your brain is just the beginning. Making simple tweaks to your light exposure, cold exposure, sleep, meditation, and exercise habits to support your mitochondria instead of slowly sapping your energy can have a real impact on your performance from day one. These may be small changes, but because they are things you do often, their effects really add up. After implementing these changes to your lifestyle for 2 weeks, you'll see clear and positive results. Let there be light. The changes you make to your exposure to light will have a profound impact on your daily performance. In order to maximize your energy and the quality of your sleep, you should avoid junk light and make sure you're exposed to the right light frequencies at the right times of day. This is incredibly important. Before you get started on the Headstrong program, take some time to complete the following steps to protect yourself from junk light. Make the following changes to your home or office environments first. Block LEDs. You only have to do this once. Go through your house and cover all of the blue, white, and green LEDs you can find. Red are okay. These might be on air conditioning units, televisions, USB chargers, and other electronic devices. You can cover the lights with old-fashioned electrical tape, which completely blocks the LED but doesn't look so nice. Or you can use transparent true dark dots that are designed for this exact purpose. They block the harmful frequencies but still let you see the LED status. Biohacked.com makes these pre-cut dots, which look much more natural and unobtrusive than black tape. Plus, you can still see whether the LED is turned on. It's just a lot dimmer and a different color. I'm a backer of biohack.com and advise them on biohacking technologies. They ship a box of curated biohacking gadgets, such as the True Dark Dots, that are hand-selected by me, as in Dave Asprey, to thousands of subscribers every quarter. Maximize your technology. You spend a lot of time staring at screens, and it's important to avoid taxing your mitochondria while you do so. Hack your computer light first by installing f.lux software from getflux.com. I actually have that on my laptop right now, and it works very well. Dave has used it for more than 12 years. The software is free, but consider making a donation to support the cause. Software will automatically lower your screen's blue light output at night, then go into the settings and tell the software to remove some of the blue light during the day and as much as possible at night. As you reduce your exposure to blue light, you'll see improvements to your sleep and a reduction in end-of-day brain fog as well. Next, turn to your phones and tablets. Install the same f.lux software on your Android devices, which will naturally reduce the amount of blue light your device emit or devices emit in the evening. You can create the same effect on your iPhone, but it's a little trickier, so I added a video to help you at bulletproof.com/headstrong. This will reconfigure your iPhone so that the light from the screen won't harm your mitochondria even during the day. Set your smartphone to the maximum warm setting without much backlighting and keep it that way all day unless you need to see precise color for your job. Even if you use f.lux or tweak your Apple settings, it's worth your time to install blue light blocking screen protectors on your smartphone, laptop, tablet, and any other devices you use. Software that dims your screen is helpful, but it can't change the LED light itself, which still gives off too much blue. The filter is there to catch some of that remaining blue spectrum so you can sleep better. You install it once and never have to think about it again. If your computer has a green or blue LED indicator when the camera is on, put a true dark dot on it so you can still tell if the camera is on, but you aren't constantly staring at a bright LED as you use your computer. Manage your TV too. Go into your television settings and dim the monitor's brightness and reduce the blue tone. But because you want more brightness during the day and less at night, you may have to tweak it regularly. The easier, but not that cheap solution is to get a fantastic HDMI box from Drift TV that permanently plugs into the HDMI input on your TV. It works by slowly removing blue spectrum light from your TV screen about an hour before your bedtime using an on-screen menu, and it restores normal color after your wake-up time. Dim the lights. Harvard sleep researcher Stephen Lockley found that even a small amount of light at night, far less than a normal reading light produces, could reduce melatonin to change your sleep for the worse. A lack of melatonin reduces your mitochondrial performance, which is not a good thing. Install dimmer switches in as many places in your home as you can, especially in your bedroom, living room, and any other areas where you spend time before bed. That can get expensive at about $10 each, so it's okay to start with just an inline lamp dimmer switch added to a few lamps in your house. Those are more affordable. You can buy them online, and you don't have to know how to remove a switch panel to use them. Dim your lights 2 hours before bed or turn off most of the lights in your house, especially any white LEDs or CFLs. It doesn't make much LED light, or doesn't take much LED light to confuse your body. White LEDs draw 5 times more insects than any other outdoor lights. It confuses the bugs, and it is doing the same thing to your brain. Dimmer lights will tell your body to start producing melatonin so you can wind down and go to sleep. Bonus points if you use a few candles instead of electric lights for their ambiance and healthy light spectrum. Set up a sleep cave. It is essential to make your bedroom as dark as possible. We tell our patients this all the time. Block all the light sources you can, whether it's with blackout curtains or just pinned up fabric. If you live in a city, put up something that doesn't allow in any outside light pollution. Seriously, for this 2-week period, your bedroom curtains can be ugly, and after you see how well you sleep during this 2-week period, you'll want to get real blackout curtains. You'll also understand why Dave sometimes takes a blanket or tacks a blanket over the windows in hotel rooms that have really bad curtains. One thing I did back in college, we actually, in the dorm room, would put tinfoil up in the window, which is just looks super classy from the outside, but it makes it pitch dark. You literally cannot tell what time of day it is when you're in the room because it's just black. So just another idea. Next, kill your alarm clock. If you can see it, it's too bright, and it probably makes electromagnetic fields, excuse me, or EMF, which also impacts your sleep. Move it away from your bed and cover it, or just get rid of it. You can put your phone on airplane mode and use that as an alarm clock instead. You can also use a smartphone to track your sleep if you want. There are dozens of apps that use your phone's microphone to know when you're in deep sleep, and he keeps an updated list of the best ones on the Bulletproof website. Also, upgrade your bedroom and bathroom lighting. Replace all the compact fluorescent and white LED lights in your bedroom with lower wattage halogen bulbs, or go all in with a lamp that has an amber or red bulb. The amber or red bulb may look funny, but it won't disrupt your sleep like fluorescents or LEDs. For the 2-week program, try using candles in the evening instead of electric lights. This is easier and cheaper than buying new bulbs and dimmer switches. Plus, candles are purely analog and strangely relaxing. If you use a nightlight for trips to the bathroom, make sure it's a red or amber one. He keeps an amber nightlight on in the bathroom for the kids. It's the same one that they carry in their Bulletproof store. Whatever you do, make sure you have no CFL curly or white LED bulbs in your sleeping area for these 2 weeks. If you have an LED indicator lights in your bedroom, even the tiny ones on power supplies, you should cover them with black tape or the true dark dots. You only have to do it once, and it will improve your sleep every night from now on. Next, take some time to protect yourself from junk light in other environments. You're not going to be able to avoid all junk light unless you become a shut-in, and avoiding it completely isn't even necessary. Your goal is to reduce your exposure as much as you can while still living your life, and also to try to reduce your exposure at the times of day when junk light does the most damage. Spending the day under crappy LED lighting won't kill you, but you certainly won't sleep as well. You'll be tired, and you may crave more sugar. And this makes an important impact on your body. A Harvard study found that people with broken circadian rhythms had higher blood sugar and lower levels of leptin, which is the hormone that helps you feel full. Luckily, there are simple steps you can take to protect your eyes and mitochondria from the junk light in your office, local coffee shop, grocery store, and especially airplanes, which have some of the worst junk light around. Look and feel like a rock star. Rock stars get away with wearing tinted glasses indoors, and so can you. You can get a few funny looks at first, but if you work in a bright office environment or a big box store all day, you owe it to yourself to try it. You can tell curious friends about a study that found that exposure to 6.5 hours of blue light during the day, which is what you get in most offices, suppress melatonin for 3 hours, which is twice as much as with green light. This is especially important when you're in an environment that has junk light within 2 hours of bedtime. You have a choice about what kind of glasses to wear to complete your rock star look. There are cheap amber safety glasses available online that help with blue light, but they don't cover all the spectrums that affect your sleep rhythms. The gold standard, and what Dave Asprey uses, is a type of patented glasses with a lens filter that blocks every single one of the light frequencies documented to impact sleep rhythms. The glasses are called TrueDark and are from biohack.com, the same company that makes TrueDark dots to cover junk light LEDs. You can still see when you're wearing these glasses, but your biology believes you're sitting in the dark. He wrote more than 90% of this book at night when his kids were asleep, and he was wearing true dark glasses the entire time. Well, that's it. We'll talk about more of that next time on the Brain Builders Podcast. Have an amazing day.